Arctic Predator: The Crimes of Edward Horn Against Children in Canada's North. Read to you by the author, Kathleen Lipa. Cape Dorset, January 23rd, 2003. A fire raged in the metal dump, yet no sirens blared. Townsfolk in sealskin boots and women in fur-lined parkas with babies on their backs made their way up the hill to where firefighters had purposely set one of the community's old school buildings ablaze. 400 people, roughly a third of the community's population, huddled near the flames, a reprieve from the cold in the minus 20 degrees Celsius temperature. Some people in the crowd were crying. Others picked up rocks and hurled them into the flames, yelling at the disintegrating structure as if it were the living embodiment of the name they shouted, Ed Horn. 20 years was a long time to live with the anger. Horn had left their community in 1983, but the emotions his name engendered were still raw. As the schoolhouse and its secrets burned that night, a young reporter named Christine Kay was at her desk in Iqaluit working the phones. She called Hamlet offices in the territory each week, hearing news and gossip that could be spun into features for her newspaper. This was the best a reporter with no travel budget could do. To actually visit a community beyond Iqaluit required an expensive plane ride. The phone was an economical way in. Christine was curious about the fire she was hearing about in Cape Dorset, but she could eke out only a small story for News North, which appeared on February 3rd. The headline was "Piece of Past Up in Flames." She reported that the burning was part of Cape Dorset's settlement in a civil lawsuit against the governments of Nunavut and the Northwest Territories. The small structure, one of two portable units, freestanding classrooms not attached to the main school, was no longer in use. A year before this symbolic act was carried out, a multi-million-dollar settlement had been made between the two territorial governments, who were the employers of Ed Horn, and dozens of young men, once boys, who had been sexually abused by the disgraced teacher. Tugach initially attended the burning, but left before the building was razed to the ground. I did see people throwing rocks, but I wasn't compelled to do anything because that wasn't where I had the experience with Ed Horn, he said. The older one, where we first encountered him, is still standing. He said this many years later, explaining that a construction company was currently using that building, adding, "There were two portable schools. The one that was burned down was from later. It was for the younger guys. To me, it was like, why don't they burn the one where it all started?"